How's it going, everybody? This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications, and with me on the phone today is a new friend of mine who I was just thrilled to meet because she really has some deep ways of thinking, which is always, always welcome to me. She's challenged me on some of the ways I think, and I think you're really going to like her. Her name is Arielle Ford, and she's from California, and she has something she calls the Soulmate Kit. And, you know, all these years I've talked to you guys and gals out there, we've never broached the subject of soulmates. And I think it's time we did, because you hear the word bandied around a lot. And I think a lot of people just kind of have a romanticized notion of what it is. And they may or may not even believe it exists, although you want to believe it exists. So without any further ado, Arielle, what a pleasure to have you on board. Welcome.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to talk to you.
Now, you know, Emily and I were watching Netflix the other day, and we've got one of those little boxes that you put on the TV. You can just, like, download any movie in any language made anywhere and watch it anytime. So Emily and I have been watching way too many movies lately. And Emily's turn was the other night, and sure enough, she picked a movie called Serendipity. Have you seen
that? Oh, I love that movie. It was so cute.
I had a feeling you might like it. So anyway, it's about, I don't know, it's probably a 10-year-old movie now. It's got John Cusack, who's always rocking in every movie he's in, and Kate Beckinsale, who is pretty easy on the eyes. And the whole point of the movie is Kate Beckinsale believes in fate. She believes in testing the waters to make sure that something's really supposed to happen. And the two of them meet in New York and have this whirlwind romance in like 2 hours. And both of them are thinking, man, they'd love to break up with the people they're with right now, respectively, and get together. But Kate Beckinsale, like, makes him put his name and number on the back of a $5 bill and sends it out to the universe. And if it ever comes back to her, it's a sign. And she puts her name and number in a book and sells it to a used bookstore. And at the end, of course, they meet and everything was right in the universe. But is that how the soulmate thing works for you? Or is that kind of an over-dramatization? Because I mean, I think that was like the best ultimate quote-unquote soulmate movie I think I've ever seen.
Okay, well, yes, that's how it works in Hollywood in the movies, and it's always the cute meet, and then there's the struggle and the discord, and then there's a happy ending. Real life's a little different, but I want to just back up and give you my definition of what a soulmate is.
Okay.
Because it's a charged word for a lot of people. So I believe a soulmate is first and foremost somebody you can completely be yourself with, somebody with whom you share unconditional love. And when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. Now, would you agree or disagree that's a good definition?
I think that sounds like a terrific definition. I think
it sounds
like to me like you're saying it's someone who can be your best friend and your lover at the same time.
Exactly. And isn't that ultimately what we really want? So the thing is, you know, there are people who think, oh, we each only get one big love in each lifetime. We only get one soulmate. But if you use my definition, that it's somebody you can completely be yourself with whom you share unconditional love, then the truth is, even if you're not currently with somebody, chances are you already have many soulmates in your life. It could be your best friend. Think of, you know, Oprah and Gail King, or Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. You know, those are examples of best friend soulmates. It could be your business partner. It could be a parent, a child, a sibling, a coworker. So I believe that we all get many, many soulmates in a lifetime. And what I teach is really how to manifest a romantic partner, a romantic soulmate. So, yes, you get more than one soulmate in a lifetime. You can have many, and chances are you only want your romantic soulmate one at a time.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't think it's like we have to go find this one person out of 6.5 billion who was designed to be with us. And I sort of proved it to myself a few years ago, because I started raising the bar with the women I was dating, and I got to the point, Arielle, where I had the most ridiculous scenario happen. I had three women in my life, all of whom I felt like I could marry. I was like, oh, come on. Can't I just please change the laws and marry all of them? Or can I move to Saudi Arabia? And
yeah, you can do that in Utah, can't you?
Yeah, well, something like that, right? Silly thought, obviously. But that was what was going through my mind. How do I pick between these three wonderful women, all of whom are putting up with me while I decide? And I said, you know, I'm kind of done with the whole dating around thing. I'm ready to have a shared history with someone I really like. And I liked all three of these women. And I said, okay, 90 days from now, I've got to come to a decision because it's just not fair to these three women anyway. Right.
Wow.
And then I met Emily, and then the three of them were gone from my life within a week.
When you really, really know at the deepest level, there's just no question. You know, people always say to me, well, how will I know when I'm with my soulmate? And it's, you know, you'll know. Trust me, you'll know. And if you don't know, then it's just not right yet. And one of the reasons I have them make a soulmate wish list, a list of the traits and qualities they want their soulmate to possess, along with a description of what that life together will look like. Because that's something to always use as a checklist. You know, like I have these women, or sometimes men call me up and say, oh, Arielle, I met my soulmate, but there's one problem. It's like, well, what's the problem? She's already married, or he's already married. It's like, well, did you put on your soulmate wish list you were looking for somebody who was open and available? Oh, no, I forgot to do that. It's like, well, so that's how you know, if somebody you're dating is even close to being your soulmate. You know, one, of course, there has to be great chemistry and you have to, you know, feel into it. But the other is when you have a checklist, it really helps. You know, I always tell people, there are things that you want to do in your life every day. You know, like if you're somebody who likes to hike and bike and work out and be really active, chances are you're not going to be happy with a couch potato. And vice versa. If you're a couch potato who thinks walking to the refrigerator is an aerobic exercise, you don't want to be with someone who's training for a triathlon.
You know, you brought up two things that I think are absolutely outstanding, and I want to touch upon both. First of all, you've got this list that you recommend that people make of what traits they want in their soulmate. And I love the fact that you add to it, what's life going to look like with this person? See, I find that a lot of times, especially the right brainers amongst us, just kind of throw a few blades of grass up into the air, kind of like we're on a golf course, right? And we just hope that the chips fall wherever they are, and we hope someone comes our way. And we think maybe when they come along, we know that they're going to be exactly who we're looking for, and it's just going to be this really subjective thing, right?
Yeah.
But the danger to that is, what happens when you get these three women in your life and they're all different? You know, and you like them all. I think that's born of someone who doesn't exactly have dating options just yet and is hoping someone, anyone comes along. That's born of desperation. So what I did was, in one of my books, I have something called The Spreadsheet. I just figured that's the best way to put it together. And I have guys write the top 10 traits they want in a woman they think would be great for them. And the fur can fly, okay? It can be as quote-unquote shallow or as deep as they want it to be. Whatever is important, no one can tell you otherwise. Then I have those guys run the numbers. They grade each one of those 10 silos as 10 points, and then what you do is you come up with an objective number from 1 to 100 where the women you're actually dating have actually met your requirements other than, oh, gosh, she's hot and I just want her. It's an especially powerful tool for guys who have gone through breakups and are still hung up on a woman to run the numbers on her and realize she's getting like a C minus.
Wow. Well, that, you know, I love that perspective you have because, you know, girls don't think like that.
Well, neither do guys, but we need to, because you can't just say, oh, wow, she's pretty, she's prettier, she's kind of nice, but she has this smoking cocaine habit and she doesn't. But, man, you know what? She's a little easier on the eyes, so maybe I can get her to quit the cocaine or something. Well, see, when you have the 20/20 foresight of saying, you know what, I want someone who's not addicted, or I don't want someone who's emotionally damaged or who is bringing their life and potentially mine into some sort of emotional or real peril, you know, that's the kind of thing these guys put on the list ahead of time. You know, it's not only what do I want, but I have them say, okay, you don't even have to categorize these or qualify these. Just list your deal breakers also. If this is going on with a woman, she can't be someone you would conceivably think of as having long-term potential, you know, like gambling habits and things like that, right?
Right.
And again, put whatever you want, whatever your own idiosyncratic likes and dislikes are, go on this list. And I don't know, maybe I should have guys write more than 10 if need be. But what I like about what you're saying is you don't necessarily limit it to 10, and you have this picture, that narrative that guys write out of what their life should look like. How do you differentiate the exercise you're talking about from putting together this really picayune list of things that I must have in a guy or I must have in a woman that is just inconceivable to actually find someone? What's the difference between doing what you're talking about and writing something that's just going to be like this shopping list that nobody can ever live up to, like things that are mutually exclusive on it even. How does that not happen?
Well, you know, just like you set goals for your career and goals in business, you know, you set things that are a bit of a stretch for you, right? But at the same time, there's a part of you that knows that you have the potential to attain those goals, right? That's how we grow and succeed in business.
Right.
And it's kind of like that with the soulmate wish list. You really want to know yourself first. Like, what is it that's going to make my heart sing? In my book, The Soulmate Secret, I ask a lot of questions about this. Like, you know, when you wake up on a Saturday morning, how do you want to feel when you see the back of your beloved's head? And what kind of things are you going to be doing during the day? And what does your life together look like? And I really believe we can design the exact kind of life we want to have. I mean, that's been my experience. I've been working with these very powerful manifestation tools for 25 years now, and they work just fine. But what most people don't take the time to do is get clarity about what it is they want to manifest. You know, like a guy may say, well, I just really want this hot woman who's fun to be with. Well, that's not very clear. You know, Anna Nicole Smith was probably a hot woman who was fun to be with. But is she, you know, wife material? No, I don't think so, right? So you have to have really clarity, which means getting to know yourself. And then you want to spend some time really becoming the kind of person that deserves the kind of person you're asking for.
You just said the magic words. We call that deserve what you want around here. And that's exactly what I was going to ask you about next. This whole idea of finding a soulmate, right? You have to be someone's soulmate in order to attract a soulmate. In other words, you have to do what you've got to do to become the very best version of yourself. And that way you're going to find it easier to attract someone you really like and are attracted to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a lot of preparation involved. You know, if you're someone who wants to lead a particular kind of lifestyle, you need to be living that lifestyle now. Not like someday, somehow, I'm gonna magically become this person. You know, you have to be that person now. So if you want somebody who is, you know, up to date on world events, then maybe you better be reading the New York Times and listening to the Sunday morning news shows. You know, if you want somebody who's successful in business, then you can't be totally checked out from pop culture and what's happening in the world. So I really believe that we attract who we are, right? So if we're somebody who's kind, considerate, generous, compassionate, fun-loving, interesting, that's the kind of person we're going to pull into us. We're like magnets to each other. You know, do you agree with me or do you think it's something else?
Oh, not only do I agree with you, I think that you hear a lot of talk about people changing habits. I've got to change my habits. And I think there's like a built-in defense mechanism from actually having to change anything that would make yourself better built into that whole phraseology. As I grow older, a lot of the things that I used to think involved changing habits are really decisions. And you can make a decision now. It doesn't involve this long, drawn-out habit change, although I think you can change habits pretty quickly, too. For example, let's say I am sick of how my body looks, and I know I need to start getting to the gym and lifting weights and doing that regimen. I'm not changing the habit of not going to the gym and not lifting weights. I have to make a decision to get off my butt and go to the gym. I could do that today if I wanted to, but if I started saying, okay, I need to read a couple books on how to change my bad habits, I may never get there. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I love what you're saying, because I think what you're talking about is not only helping people to feel empowered to be the person who gets the kind of person they really want in life, but what you're doing is you're telling them it doesn't have to be such a hard process. You can actually, you know, as I would say, you were born to be the best person you could possibly be. You're not born to be a slacker. So it really does feel good to kind of let this person come out, let the big dog eat, you know?
Well, let me tell you a quick story about one of the guys who went through my soulmate kit. His name was Mark. And we were talking one day, and he was telling me about what his honeymoon was going to be like. Now, he hadn't met the girl yet, but he'd already planned the honeymoon.
Right.
And he was talking about how one of his lifelong dreams was to go kayaking in the San Juan Islands off the coast of Washington to see the orca whales. And it was something he'd been dreaming about for a long time. And I said, you know, Mark, why are you waiting to do that? It's June. You could go up there tomorrow and do this right away. And then, you know, whenever you get married, you'll do it again on your honeymoon. And he'd had this fantasy that he would do it for the first time with his wife. Well, he had never thought about that. And he said, you know what? You're right. Well, 3 weeks later, he called me up and he said, I took your advice. I went kayaking in the San Juan Islands. And you'll never believe it, but there was a woman kayaking next to me that was part of the group I ended up in. I think she's the one. And
wow.
6 months after that, he sent me a picture of the day he asked her to marry him. And, of course, on their honeymoon, that's where they went, kayaking on the San Juan Islands. So I tell people all the time, start living your dream right now. You don't have to wait. You know, if there's something you want to do, chances are you go do it. You're going to meet lots of other people with the same interests and hobbies, and maybe one of them is the one you've been looking for.
Go figure, right? I mean, go figure. Guys sitting at home in their mama's basement, jobless, playing Xbox, but, you know, the woman is just going to knock on their door someday, right?
Right. Although that can happen, too. And I'll tell you another story.
We can't tell guys that. That's dangerous to tell guys.
Okay. So I'm going to just tell you one quick story. I have a friend who is a master manifester. She actually teaches people how to be a magnet for money. Her name's Peggy McCall. And she decided after her divorce that she was ready for another soulmate. And remember, she's a master manifester. And she made her list and she made her vision board and she created all these things. But she was a single mom working from home who never got out except to drive her son to school or to hockey practice. And she decided she was just keeping this clear intention that her soulmate was going to find her. And one morning at 8 a.m., her doorbell rang, and there was a really handsome guy standing there. He introduced himself. He said, hi, I'm new to the neighborhood. I've seen you walking your dog. I have to go to work, and my dog sitter didn't show up. Could you watch my dog today? And they've now been married for 7 years, and they have 3 dogs.
He just wanted to meet her.
Yeah, well, whatever. It worked, right?
It did work.
You know, that, and it was a smart move, of course. You have to be a master manifester to actually get them to knock on your door. But the truth is, if you have clarity about the kind of person you want to spend your life with, if you spend some time becoming the kind of person you want to spend your life with and start enjoying the life that you have right now, magic can happen. I see it happen every single day.
Wow. Do you think people can go overboard? Like the right person's in front of them, but there's some idiosyncratic something, something someone's looking for on their checklist that the guy doesn't have, so they're going to trust the universe or whatever to find this person who has the same favorite movie or whatever that they do. Can people go a little bit extreme with this?
Yeah, they can. In fact, I have one girlfriend that does this all the time. She's a very, very wealthy woman, and she's beautiful, but on her list is she wants a man with more money than she has, and there aren't that many men on the planet to have more money than she does.
Right.
And I believe it's the way she self-sabotages herself to not get what she wants. You know, the truth is there aren't that many things we need to be happy. You know, we want somebody who shares our values and our sensibilities and our sense of humor, somebody, like you said earlier, who can be our best friend, that we have chemistry with. They don't have to fit every need that you have. This is why God gave us friends, right? You know, if you love to play chess and your partner doesn't, no problem. You can play chess or bridge or whatever games it is you like to play with other people. But, you know, there has to be a lot of compatibility, but not 100%. So sometimes I think people are unrealistic.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people don't even know that they don't really want what they think they want until they've had the opportunity to make friends or get into a relationship with someone who fits that bill, and then they realize, oh, wait a minute, that's not what I really wanted. Like, for example, I used to think I wanted a woman who'd give me grief sometimes, a woman who'd argue with me a little bit, so I'd be challenged. And what I realized was I don't really want that. I want a woman who isn't boring to talk to. I just want a good conversation with. I want a sweet woman, but I don't want her to be as contentious as I thought. But see, it involved me actually meeting a few women like that and realizing, you know, this is not what I really want in order to get to that point.
Right. Well, good for you for realizing that.
you know, you were talking about people being maybe a little bit less perfect than this idealistic representation. You know, I think there's a lot of times when the right person comes along that they become perfectly imperfect. You like the ways that they're imperfect, and you never could have been able to telegraph that.
Exactly, no. Exactly. Because really what you're looking for is not perfection. You're looking for someone who is perfect for you.
Right, right. We talk a lot about never, ever settling around here. And I know there's a lady out there with a book on how to settle and be happy that you settled. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just like you said earlier, I really believe like you that our happiness, that esoteric concept of happiness really is defined pretty much exclusively by the quality of our relationships in life, especially our partner relationship with our significant other. You know, if I look back on my life so far, there's been times where I've had some money and there's been some times where I haven't had so much money. From a purely qualitative perspective, some of the times where I've had the least amount of money are when I've been the happiest. And it's because of the people who are around me. And I've had times where I've had everything in my life, you know, the car, the house, everything but the woman, the job, everything. And I was miserable. And we have a lot of men and women who contact us from that perspective. And they're like, you know, I've got everything I ever dreamed of except the person to share it with. And that really hurts. And I know people who have almost nothing except a great person to share the life they have with. And they're pretty happy people. It's like when people leave the United States and they travel, say, to a third world country where people are dirt poor. They look around and see everybody running around laughing and smiling and giving to each other and being hospitable. And these are happy people because it's not the Mercedes-Benz. It's not the house. It's not all those trite things we talk about that make you so happy. It's, do you have people around you? And, you know, that kind of reminds me, there's people that say, oh, I don't care what anybody thinks. I shouldn't care what a woman thinks. You shouldn't be blown and tossed around by other people's opinions. But if no one thinks highly of you, nobody wants to hang around with you, you've got a problem. And that problem is going to affect your happiness.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It is all about the relationships, absolutely, positively. And the thing that I've discovered is that it's so much easier than most people think. You know, they struggle and struggle and struggle, but it's really not that hard. I have watched people manifest the love of their lives in just weeks. You know, really, just weeks. And particularly men. I don't know why, but I've seen men with soulmate kit do it much faster than women. It's just crazy. But it's really about clarity, intention, feeling deserving. And I know that's your big thing, deserve what you want, and I think that's a really big piece of it. And one of the things that I provide in the Soulmate Kit is what I call feelingizations. Now, a lot of people call these visualizations, but visualizations don't work without the emotion. You have to be able to feel in every cell of your body that what you've asked for is already yours. And I have various processes to take people through those so they can actually feel what it feels like to be with the love of their life.
You know, faith really is powerful. You know, absolutely. Wherever you think, wherever you're directing that faith is up to you. And I know a lot of people listening have different cornerstone belief systems, whether that's prayer, whether that's something else. The power of positive thinking, Norman Vincent Peale, some people talk about the law of attraction. All I know is Henry Ford was right. Whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're probably right. And if you see yourself as powerless, if you have this quote-unquote learned helplessness, it's not going to take you anywhere but backwards. And people go around hating the opposite sex. Oh, men are no darn good. Women, you know, they're just a bunch of gold diggers. But can you find me a good one? And this is not going to happen for them. Do you have anything else to maybe tell folks that would get them on the right path starting today to finding their soulmate?
You know, there's a couple of places to begin, and I always like to begin with forgiveness. I think we need to forgive ourselves for anything we feel we've done wrong in the past around relationships, and forgive the people that we felt have hurt us. Because as long as we're carrying that baggage from the past, we're not really available. You know, and forgiveness doesn't mean you have to forget. It doesn't mean that you're letting somebody off the hook. You're doing it for you. You know, you really want to start from a clean place. You know, I'm ready, I'm available, I deserve it. And I want to tell you right now that the odds are in your favor. There are almost 7 billion people on the planet. Half of them are single. Plenty of available people there. Just because you don't know who your soulmate is today doesn't mean they don't exist. It's actually not your job to know how or when or where you're going to meet them. But it is your job to be ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, her name is Arielle Ford. This has been a tremendous conversation. Thank you so much for dropping by today and clarifying for people what the meaning of soulmate really is.
Oh, thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.
And if you want to learn more about Arielle's stunning program, the Soulmate Kit, I recommend it for both men and women, and you can catch up with it at www.deservewhatyouwant.com/soulmate. Once again, that's www.deservewhatyouwant.com/soulmate. And Arielle, once again, it was wonderful. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Scott.
And until we talk to you again soon, this is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications. Be good out there.